To introduce what it is that I want to talk about, you may have noticed that during the Torah reading, Cantor Brown shifted into a different nusach, a different melody, very briefly, beginning with the word Echa. And that's because Monday night is Tisha B'Av, and we read Echa, Lamentations, which is the poem written, or really a dirge, which is a poem of mourning, of pain, written when the first temple was destroyed and the Jews went into exile in Babylonia. What happened was, just to give you a little bit of historical background, and you can hear more tomorrow or Monday night at 7:30 when we recite Echa and learn more about Tisha B'Av. Remember that very early on, the Jews were already fighting with each other. We think this is new. And the kingdom split. So there was a northern kingdom, which was called Israel, and a southern kingdom, which was called Judah. The northern kingdom had the 10 tribes. The southern kingdom, the capital was Jerusalem. In 722, the Assyrians came along, 722 BCE, so that means almost 700 years before you started counting the years 1, 2, 3, 4. The Assyrians came along and they destroyed the northern kingdom, and the 10 tribes scattered all over. Most of them probably came down to the south, to Judah, and got integrated with everybody who was in the south. That means for 150 years, Israel was only in the south, the kingdom of Judah, with the capital again of Jerusalem. Who was from Judah? The person who established the capital of Jerusalem, whose name was King David. Right. Then, about 150 years later, in 586, again BCE, before the Common Era, the Babylonians, who at this point had taken over from the Assyrians as the great power in the world, destroyed the southern kingdom, and when they did, they burned the first temple, the Temple of Solomon, to the ground. That's why the exile is the Babylonian exile, because they scattered the Jews, and most of them went to Babylonia, which is mostly modern-day Iraq. The reason they did that was the Assyrians, who you remember a while ago destroyed the northern kingdom, in the ancient world invented this idea of when you destroy a people, you force them out of their land so that they can never again rebel against you. That's what happened to the northern kingdom and then to Israel and the temple and the kingdom of Judah. The Babylonians sent them into exile, and that's where you get Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, im ishkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yamini, I'll forget my right hand. All of that comes from this moment when the southern kingdom was destroyed and the Israelites went into exile in Babylonia. The prophet of that exile was Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah. That's why many people in the tradition think that he's the one that wrote Echa, the scroll that we read on Monday night when we recall the destruction of the temple. Later on in Jewish history, many other events, the destruction of the Second Temple, the Spanish exile in 1492, they were also associated with the date of Tisha B'Av. They either happened around or on the time of Tisha B'Av, and so it became a sort of catch-all for all the terrible tragedies of Jewish history up to the modern day when the Shoah has a separate Memorial Day. But all of that is remembered on Tisha B'Av, and Echa is the liturgical, it is the biblical book that we read that recalls all of these tragedies by talking about Jerusalem as a widow, how it used to be the capital and it used to be adorned, but now it's stripped bare and it's empty, and the people are walking by the city and they are weeping. Do you remember that the Kever Rachel, the grave of Rachel, is on the road? The rabbis say the reason that Rachel died on the road was so that during the exile from Babylonia, when the Jews left, she could encourage and weep for them. She could both encourage them and weep for them as they walked past the roads out of Israel and into Babylonia. The destruction of the temple was the great catastrophe of Jewish history. If you think about it, from the time of David and Solomon to the time of the destruction of the temple is about 500 years. That means that Judah and Jerusalem and the temple were around for twice as long as the United States. So you can imagine how permanent it felt to the people who lived there. And the idea that it was actually destroyed was astonishing and also an unparalleled tragedy. And also, it was the moment in some ways that Judaism was born. Because even though there was Judaism before that, obviously, what happened at the time of the exile from Babylonia was the Jews had to make a choice. In the ancient world, there were three things you could do if your kingdom was destroyed and you were sent away. Three decisions you could make about God. The most common was to think, okay, their God beat our God, so now I'll worship their God. Because gods, remember, were attached to places. So if the Babylonian God came in and destroyed the God of Israel, obviously the Babylonian God was stronger, and you would expect in the ancient world that then all the Jews would worship the Babylonian God. I don't have to tell you, we didn't choose option one. Option two is, no, our God is strong, but God hates us. And that also was sometimes done in the ancient world, the assumption that God has turned on you and hates you. The third option, which was preached by the prophets and by Jeremiah, which Jews believed, was God loves us, God will take care of us, but we have sinned, we will repent, and we will go back to our land. And that's why Jeremiah, who told the people they were going to be exiled and told the people they were sinning before the exile, right? During the exile, as he was leaving to go to Babylonia, he redeemed a piece of land that he owned in Israel because he believed one day that the people would return, as in fact they did. And under whom did they return? You know this, right? Under Cyrus, exactly. When the Persians took over from the Babylonians, the Jews returned to Israel. So Tisha B'Av is, first of all, of course, a very sad day, but it also marks a day in which Jews made the choice that allowed us to live until this moment. The decision that God, in fact, still cares for us and will bring us back. And maybe that is why the rabbis teach in the Talmud that even though Tisha B'Av is the great day of tragedy in Jewish history, do you know who is born on Tisha B'Av, according to the rabbis? The Messiah. Because they say God does not inflict the wound until God prepares the healing. So the Messiah is born on Tisha B'Av, and the wound is inflicted on Tisha B'Av, which is another way of saying that the day of our greatest tragedy will one day be the day of our greatest joy. Let's bring everybody in.